All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite with you for another great episode of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. And we find ourselves in new territory thanks to being permanently kicked out of Rockford. Instead of traveling around the country, we have reached an agreement with the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. We will be here the first Wednesday of the even months of the year. We hope to have a lasting relationship with the Fair Board that might lead to even further expansion throughout the state of Illinois. We will have to see where the future takes us. And speaking of the future, it is December, which means we are 3 weeks away from Christmas Chaos, my favorite supercard of the year. Every title on the line, random stipulations drawn right before the match. It is a great time. But before we get to any of our matches, because we have 10 great matches tonight, Gentleman Chris Adams and Alexandra York come out to the interview desk. Lance demands that Chris explain his actions from last week. Chris says that he is sick and tired of superstar Bill Dundee getting shot after shot for the American Heavyweight Champion. Chris has beaten every top contender for the title in the last 2 months, including Macho Man himself 2 weeks ago. Dundee continues to lose matches and yet gets to challenge for the title. This brings Jerry Lawler out to the interview desk. Lawler gets into Chris's face and says that Chris's win over him was at least controversial and certainly should not be used to demand a title shot. Lawler turns to Alexandra and demands from her what happened in his match against gorgeous Jimmy Garvin 2 weeks ago. Alexandra looks at him with a blank stare. Lawler asks for the video to be replayed. Garvin has just slammed Lawler, but Alexandra motions for him to leave the ring. Garvin walks out like he's in a trance. Again, Lawler demands to know what is going on. Alexandra says that Garvin didn't care about the match. Lawler wasn't a worthy opponent for him. Lawler turns back to Chris. He tells Chris that if he wants to prove that he is worthy of a title shot, that he should face Lawler tonight. Prove once and for all that he is the better wrestler. This brings Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert out to the interview desk. He reminds both Lawler and Chris that they don't have the authority to make matches in the PWA. However, Eddie does. He looks at both of them and asks if they really want the match. Both of them readily agree. Eddie says, good, because you have that match tonight. Number one contender match for the next shot at Savage and the American Heavyweight title. Lawler and Chris look very pleased. Eddie then continues, a triple threat match with you two and me. Winner takes all. Lawler and Chris look a little less pleased, but they agree to the match anyway. Eddie thanks both of them for doing business with him and says he's going back to the dressing room to flip a coin to see which one of them he's pinning to become the new number one contender. Everyone leaves the interview desk as Lance sends us down to the ring. Missy didn't come out with Eddie in the opening segment because she was making sure that the newest acquisition of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International was ready for his PWA debut. She comes out with Hollywood John Tatum. He looks ready to take on the great challenge that is one half of the former Illinois Tag Team Champions, Chad Fortune. Fortune really doesn't stand a chance in the match. Tatum attacks him before the bell sounds, and it is all Tatum as he quickly gets the pin after the California kick in 47 seconds. Hollywood John Tatum, the newest member of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, making a big statement here in our opening match today. An opening match that leads on to bigger and greater matches, including the next step in the gauntlet for Curtis Thompson. Having finally moved on from one half of the American Tag Team Champions, Thompson's next gauntlet opponent is one half of the Rock and Roll RPMs, Mike Davis. Thompson and Davis have a decent match. It isn't one of the best for either of them, but the fans weren't continually booing or leaving to go to the concession stand. Thompson makes Davis submit to an abdominal stretch, but Tommy Lane comes down to tell referee Randy Anderson that Thompson was holding onto the rope. Anderson restarts the match and tells Lane to leave the ring. Lane leaves the ring, but he stays behind in a corner to keep an eye on the match. Davis tries to take control of the match, but Thompson manages to lock him into an abdominal stretch again and rolls it back into a pinning predicament for a clean pin in a time of 13 minutes, 23 seconds. Your winner is Curtis Thompson. This is now opponent number 6 that Thompson has beaten in this gauntlet. After his hand is raised for the second time, Thompson grabs the microphone and challenges Lane to climb into the ring. They can settle their differences now instead of waiting until whenever I've placed Tommy Lane in the gauntlet. When Lane refuses, Thompson turns to the entrance ramp and starts making a challenge to the Interstate 74 champion, Beef Stew Lou Marconi. Knowing that Marconi is slated for the next match, Thompson challenges him to put the title up against him tonight. Marconi and Pringle come out to the entrance ramp. Pringle tells Thompson that he has some nerve demanding a title shot, seeing that one of his 6 wins in this stupid gauntlet has been against a solid opponent. Thompson hasn't faced anyone of Marconi's caliber yet. Thompson talks about his finishing 4th in the Heartbreakers Rumble for the vacant American heavyweight title, but Pringle isn't impressed. Pringle says that Thompson has to beat a 2nd solid wrestler in the gauntlet before he can consider signing a title match with him. Pringle tells Thompson to leave the ring because it's now Marconi's ring as he faces someone who is actually worth his time. Anderson escorts Thompson out of the ring as Nick Patrick comes in to referee the next couple of matches. Marconi and Pringle make their way down to the ring. This non-title match against a former 2-time television / Interstate 74 champion will be a great testimony to Marconi's prominence in the PWA. Kendall and Missy come down to the ring. Missy grabs the microphone and says that she's not excited about Kendall having to wrestle twice tonight, but she knows this match won't take too long. Although he is a champion, Marconi isn't worthy of Kendall's time. The match goes longer than either Missy or Kendall desire. It goes almost the entire time limit. Marconi shows that he can hold his own against Kendall. Kendall finally gets the pin after a bulldog just seconds before the bell would ring. So your winner is Kendall Windham in a time of 14 minutes, 54 seconds. All right, next match. Dangerous Doug Gilbert against the Latin heartthrob Al Perez. Doug Gilbert comes down for his match looking very confident. Perez comes down to the ring. He looks at Missy and licks his lips. Missy looks disgusted as she climbs out of the ring. Doug and Perez have a good match. Perez has control over the match when Missy climbs onto the ring apron. Nick Patrick tries to get her down. As they struggle, she throws her purse to Doug. Patrick turns around to see Doug nail Perez with it. Patrick calls for the belt, disqualifying Doug. Missy steps through the ropes and yells at Patrick for the match. Patrick tells her that she's the one who caused the problem and that they need to leave the ring. So your winner is Al Perez by disqualification in a time of 9 minutes, 11 seconds. As Doug and Missy complain to Nick Patrick, Perez gets back to his feet and nails Doug with a forearm smash. Perez kisses Missy, but she pulls away from him. Missy crumbles to the mat and rolls out of the ring. Doug goes to nail Perez from behind, but Perez blocks the punch and takes him down with a single leg takedown. He applies the spinning toehold until Eddie charges the ring. Perez quickly vacates the ring. All right, next match. Eric Watts facing off against Italian Stallion. And Watts and Stallion have a good match. Alexandra and Michelle get involved in the match. In fact, the fight between the women outside the ring is more exciting than the match inside. The Nightmares come down to separate the women. The Gorgeous Gentlemen follow them down the aisle. The Nightmares collect Michelle while the Gentlemen tried to hold Alexandra back. Watts pays too much attention to the action outside, and Stallion gets the pin with a tornado DDT off the middle turnbuckle in a time of 9 minutes, 21 seconds. Stallion quickly leaves the ring with his hands raised over his head. Michelle and the Nightmares join him in a celebration as Watts complains to Tommy Young about a fast count. Next match, Heat Seekers versus the Southern Rockers. Missy brings the Heat Seekers to the ring. She grabs the microphone and demands that the Southern Rockers put their titles on the line. The Heat Seekers will finish this match as the new Illinois Tag Team Champions. Danny Davis answers the challenge on behalf of the booking committee. He denies Missy's request. The Heat Seekers may get a shot in the future if they win tonight. However, Danny says that the Southern Rockers shouldn't rest on their laurels. The titles will be defended next week.
The Heatseekers and the Southern Rockers have a good match. Elliott takes control of the match and manages to dominate both Rockers. He gets the pin on King after two power bombs in a time of 7 minutes, 42 seconds. Missy grabs the microphone and demands the title match, but she knows how to get it from Eddie. She tells the Rockers to be ready to lose the titles the next time they are in the ring. All right, Hot Stuff and Hyatt International are doing their thing. But last month, we announced the creation of the International Alliance of Wrestling. For our entry into the heavyweight title tournament, I chose two guys who have been in discussion for a heavyweight title reign in the near future. Trevor Murdoch and Russian Nightmare Nikita Koloff. Both men come down to the ring, but Nikita tells Jones to go back to the dressing room. Nikita and Trevor have a terrific power struggle. The great ramifications of this match amp up everything they do. Nikita goes for a Russian sickle, but Trevor ducks it. Nikita nails Jerry Calhoun. Trevor drills Nikita with a spine buster, but Calhoun isn't there to make the pinfall count. Trevor and Nikita continue to brawl with each other. Nikita backdrops Trevor over the top rope when Trevor goes for a running lariat. Trevor lands on his feet and drags Nikita out of the ring. They brawl until Nikita rolls Trevor back into the ring. As Nikita gets to his feet, Trevor takes him down with a belly-to-belly suplex. Calhoun crawls over to make the pinfall count. Your winner is Trevor Murdoch in a time of 24 minutes, 5 seconds. So Trevor Murdoch is the PWA's entrance into the inaugural International Heavyweight Title Tournament. We will determine our entrance for the International Tag Team Title Tournament next week. Then we'll see who wins the titles in January. Now, we get back to Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Their demanded match from last week. Kendall Windham and Iron Mike Sharp versus the Moondogs. Paul Jones leads the Moondogs down to the ring to face Hot Stuff and Hyatt International's third tag team. Kendall Windham, Iron Mike Sharp. As you would guess, the match doesn't take long before Spot brings a chair into the ring and nails Sharp with it. Kendall and Sharp aren't thrilled with the disqualification win, but they start to brawl with the Moondogs until Missy manages to drag them away. But your winners are Kendall Windham and Iron Mike Sharp by disqualification in a time of 6 minutes, 46 seconds. Next match, continuing on with Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol facing off against Rick Steiner. And Idol and Rick have a great technical match. Both men are looking to advance their own single career towards the American heavyweight title. Idol goes for the Las Vegas leg lock, but Rick counters it with a small package for the pin in a time of 21 minutes, 18 seconds. Idol rolls back to his feet and gets in Rick's face. After a momentary stare down, Idol takes a step back and extends his hand. Rick looks at it for a moment and shakes it. The fans have a mixed reaction. Missy isn't sure what to think about it. She pulls Rick away as Idol steps out of the ring on the other side. Now, what we'd build as our main event tonight. American Tag Team titles on the line. Harlem Heat defending the titles against the Acolytes. The Acolytes get the opportunity to regain their American Tag Team titles. It was a month ago in Detroit that Harlem Heat beat them for the titles. Now we have the automatic rematch from that title change. The four men have been going at it left and right in singles and tag team matches since both teams joined the PWA. This match is one for the history books. All four men put everything on the line in this match. By the 38-minute mark, Bradshaw and Stevie Ray are out of the match after Bradshaw takes both of them over the top rope with a vicious clothesline. Booker T and Farouk keep fighting. Booker T goes for a scissor kick, but Farouk counters it with a vicious powerbomb. Farouk keeps the pressure on until he finally nails a running shoulder tackle for the pin in a time of 42 minutes, 20 seconds. Your winners and new American Tag Team champions are the Acolytes. This would have been a great main event for this card and would have ended it on a great note, but we had a few people decide there needed to be one more match. Triple threat match to crown a new number one contender for the American heavyweight title, and that is Jerry the King Lawler, Gentleman Chris Adams, and Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. This impromptu match has great implications for the near future in the PWA. Gentleman Chris Adams has recently defeated both of his opponents tonight, as well as the reigning American heavyweight champion. He is also a former Illinois heavyweight champion and multiple-time tag team champion. Eddie Gilbert was the second American heavyweight champion ever. Jerry Lawler was the first ever world heavyweight champion. Three men with great pedigrees seeking to dethrone Macho Man Randy Savage. Lawler comes down to the ring to his normal pop. The crowd is really behind him. Gentleman Chris Adams comes down to the ring to a mixed reaction from the crowd. They aren't really sure how they should react to him. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert comes down to the ring with Missy Hyatt. The crowd is really excited for this match to happen. It wasn't on the card when they bought their tickets, but they are on their feet the whole match. All three men have a great match. Referee Tommy Young throws the rulebook out the window and basically sits at the announce table until someone goes for a pin or a submission. The action spills out all over the ringside area. It's hard to keep up with. Every time someone goes for a pin, the third man makes the save. The match finally ends when Adams nails Eddie with the super kick. Then Lawler drills Adams with the pile driver and covers for the pin. Jerry Lawler, in a time of 47 minutes, 16 seconds, is the new number one contender for the American heavyweight title. Next week, Lawler will receive the title shot against Macho Man Randy Savage. That is going to be a great match. But you have to see about that next week. That will be the main event of a great 9-match card building up to the great Christmas Chaos card in 3 weeks. And it is just going to get more chaotic as we get closer to Christmas. So I encourage you to be back. But thank you for being here this week, for supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.